Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo. Oh, shit. I am Thor.
Oh my God!
Hear me roar!
Wow, what a catchphrase, man!
I am Thor. Hear me roar. That's pretty.
Yeah, cool.
I could actually hear the thunder on that. Too.
I know.
That's good.
Ooh, I put it right up to the mic, so hopefully. What up, David boy? Right on time.
I ran in and I heard the sound of the intro, and I was like,
"Yeah." It's funny because like before the intro, like all I see is a black screen. Then I see the intro video roll, and then I see. You know, you guys, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, before we started the intro, Dave was not there. Yeah. Now you're here.
Yeah. I fucking David Copperfield that shit. You know what I'm saying?
David Houdini.
Yeah, dude. What's happening, guys? How you doing?
Well, I was waiting for the Hunter Biden verdict to come in today because this, like, gun trial was happening today.
Yeah.
I didn't see shit, bro.
I didn't see anything either.
Yeah.
We did see that some random video surfaced. Greg sent it over to us. Did you send it today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Because, it came out yesterday.
I must have missed it.
There's what looks like Hunter Biden.
Okay.
It's him, bro.
Because you can tell by the back tattoos.
Okay, the monster.
Yeah, the finger licks or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He,
the claw.
Yeah, some shitty fucking tattoo.
Yeah, finger licking good.
Yeah, it's finger licking good.
There's this chick runs out of a hotel room, and then naked Hunter Biden is chasing after her.
Oh yeah, dick swinging.
And then they leave the camera like view, and the next thing you know, he's dragging her back down the hallway by her feet into the hotel room.
I kind of hope that there's sound to the video. Is there? Or
I don't think there's sound.
Because like all you'd hear is this. That's his dick slapping his leg when he's running. Dude. You know what I mean?
It's actually a double slap. It's like a horse.
Yeah, it's like
his
a horse
balls
clap.
Are also clapping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's getting that double clap.
Yeah, it's
get back here.
Well, you haven't seen it, Dave. So
no, I haven't seen this.
Yeah.
Is that really him, though?
Here,
dude, so check this out. Just watch the video. Let's talk.
I got the first glance. You know what I mean?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a woman running out, and then it's like him. Yeah, I don't know if those are the same tattoos.
I don't know
can
that
we?
They are, dude. Hold on. Is he gonna come back though?
He does come back.
Okay, let's look at this.
And he's not running. He's dragging the chick. So
fucking dick swinging though. Are
we by her hair?
Is it blurred out?
No, he's facing backwards, and he falls down right here too.
Oh no! Fucking get back in. See, no, that looks like a different tattoo, dude.
Those are not the same tattoos, man.
And that's like a Asian guy or something, like
is
Mexican
it?
Guy.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same thing.
It's like his head looks completely different.
Yeah, fucking little butt cheek. What's gonna I feel like those are thicker than what I'm
exactly. Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's look them up.
Yeah, that's
go to the next
true.
Picture, dude.
Let's look them up.
Oh. The next picture the right. Yeah. See right there.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't really.
I mean, it.
So everyone's spreading this video around as if it's.
I know, but
this is Hunter Biden.
Go back real quick.
Look at it.
Well, that's probably why. Because when I shared it with you guys, the guy is pretty credible. The source, he like looks up his shit. He shared it, and then now it's deleted. So
I feel like
okay.
Look on his left shoulder. Right shoulder.
Yeah, there's that big spot.
It comes way down.
And then if you look at the right side, right his left
here,
shoulder.
If I mean. You look right here,
yeah,
it comes way down. And like there's these lines here, but then this one has like a bigger picture on it or something. Yeah. And then you look
looks
at
like
his,
a smiley face.
You look at his, and it's not that. I mean, well
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It's
the
not
other
him,
ones
though.
Look
like
there's
look at the
two
shape
big,
of his head, dude.
The other ones look like there's two big lines, and then there's a big one right here.
Yeah.
But like, if
well, just look at the shape of his head.
If he's like putting his arm back, is it, you know, is it kind of like putting the lines together?
He does.
Like, look at his face right there.
Stop right there. Stop right there.
He does look kind of an Asian head.
Look at that two lines right there, dude. Stop right there. See the two lines?
Just look at his face.
Go back to the picture. Go back to the picture. The head doesn't. The head's close, man.
He looks like a chubby Asian face right
there.
Nah,
he's close.
Yeah, that doesn't look like Hunter Biden.
I don't know, dude. You don't know what kind of. I don't know, man. Nah, see, I think the other ones. No, look at. See where the three little lines there? Stop. Hold on. Go back real quick to the photo. Go back to the photo. Look at the three lines on
right
the left
here?
Side. They're right underneath his neckline.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And look at the other ones that are more on the shoulder blade. Look at the see how they're on the shoulder blade? They're not under look at see right there.
Yep.
They're not underneath his neckline.
Yeah, it's way wider of a
yeah, I don't think that's him, dude.
Yeah, that's not him.
It's not him.
No, and I'd recognize that Hunter butt.
Well,
you know
good.
What I'm saying?
Well, good.
We've seen
I mean,
bunch of
people are
before.
Spreading this around everywhere like this is him. So I'm glad we were able to like go, you're fucking wrong.
Well, listen, we're not, you know, we weren't there. We don't know. You know, I don't. And obviously me being more skeptical, I'm just looking at like being honest. You guys know I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I just don't see it. Like, maybe it looks
that,
like him
she
a little
looks
bit.
Asian, kind of Asian too.
She's Asian. But listen, Hunter takes them all, dude. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
He'll pound any
That's
of
true.
Them. But like, damn, it's kind of odd that there's no face shot, you know, like where's the other camera angle? There's not one at the end of the hole, you know, like where's those videos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, nonetheless, I think that's been debunked because I've only just looked at that briefly just one time on my iPhone. I'm like, oh, this might be a little
Yeah,
Hunter.
I looked at it on my phone too.
I guess, I think if you, you know, if you're not really analyzing it that well and you're looking at it, like, I think it's easy to fall into that trap, you know what I'm saying? Where you're just like, oh. He has similar tattoos. It looks like a crackhead.
It's blurry.
You know, like all white crackheads look the same a little bit. You know what I'm saying? To some extent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the wide-eyed and bushy tail.
Yeah. There was some. You're right, though. I mean, I could see how somebody could think his face looks similar. But, like, to your point, I think that guy's face that we just saw looked a little chubbier, a little thicker.
Yeah.
Now, we have seen Hunter, to be fair. We've seen Hunter with weight gain and weight loss. You know what I'm
True.
Saying? Where he's been pudgier.
But
and
I think what you guys said a second ago, like the tattoo itself on the video looks
it doesn't match
it looks
up to
whiter.
Me. Yeah, it doesn't match up to me. It
looks
yeah.
whiter.
The stripes
lines look
bigger,
look thicker. Yeah.
Yeah, man, those are like tiger stripes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But yeah. like his head to me looked like that, you know, buzz cut when it like an Asian dude has a buzz cut. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And like when he turned his head to the side, very kind of. Flat features, you
sure,
know what I mean?
Very,
so he doesn't have a protruding.
Very, what's his name? The Gangnam Style guy.
Oh, yeah.
Psy.
Yeah.
A
little bit. Well, here's the thing. Let's look at this in a realistic
Maybe that
aspect
was
Psy. Right here. There, we don't know when this, does it say when the video is? I don't think it even has a date.
I don't
it?
Think so. It okay. had a partial, whatever. That's
okay, so here's
five,
the thing.
Whatever that is.
You're in a hotel, okay? You have an Asian woman. You have this guy. Guaranteed they were fighting loud. She's running down the hallway, probably screaming. I'd be shocked if she wasn't. She looks like she's screaming right now.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that no one called
the
cops? No one called and said, hey, there's somebody fucking... Obviously, they did because they're looking at the camera footage. So I guarantee the cops showed up. I feel like this was probably some domestic situation. And I bet you if you could figure out what hotel it was and when it was, you'd probably see something in the newspaper about some guy beating a woman in a hotel. You know what I'm saying? Just some random fucking
exactly.
Danielson in the chat says Hunter had one rule in his ladies: no yellow. His words.
He said that? That's a little harsh.
Oh, right? That's true. Yeah,
he
was fucking
that?
Racist.
Did he say that?
Yeah, because he had like a pimp or like a woman like jizzling.
Oh, in those like
contact.
Text messages, right?
Yeah, and he'd be like, "This is the type of girl I want." You know, no yellow.
That's pretty. That's pretty
oh.
rough. That's pretty rough.
Well, okay, that solves that, huh?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well.
But then again, he's also beaten on the poor woman. So maybe.
That's true.
Maybe he's like, you sent me this girl. It's not what I asked for.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Dude, the best video of Hunter Biden, like guaranteed Hunter Biden, was when he was arguing with a hooker on like the weight of his crack cocaine that he was weighing out in the video. He was like, oh, I swear to God, this is like 20. This should be more weight. Like, I had more crack than this.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, did you steal my crack, bitch?
The shit's expensive.
Bitch. You fucking yeah. took my crack. Look in the carpets. Fucking, yeah. You know?
That's yeah. expensive. Well, you know what? Another video that was kind of going viral, and this was Nancy Pelosi going back to the Capitol where she was supposed to, you know, the sergeant at arms that she hired reports to her should have had the National Guard come there, right? But that person declined the National Guard because, like, Trump put in a request for 10,000 National Guard, right? This is a much-known story.
Yeah.
But they didn't show up. Now there's, like, this released footage that's just coming out of nowhere. But it looks like it's been recorded. You know how, like, her daughter was recording footage for...
Yeah, doing that documentary thing or whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
So it looks like it was recorded by a maybe a professional camera, but...
Sure.
Yeah, this is what she says.
We have responsibility, Terry.
Damn it,
we did
Terry.
We don't have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff?
She's crazy.
Should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
Wait, hold on. Why does she sound so much like Joe Biden, bro? Like, really listen to her. She sounds...
Well, she's senile.
No, but she sounds like if you closed your eyes and listened to her speak...
Like, she can't fucking...
No. I'm being literal. Close your eyes and listen to her. She sounds like Joe Biden wearing a mask. Like, swear to God, dude. Listen to that shit. Go back, like, 10 seconds.
You know what it is? It's the denture talk.
It has to be. Because
they both have dentures, dude.
Close your eyes. Just listen. Close your eyes and fucking listen, dude. Use your senses, bro.
Okay.
Should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
It is. It's Biden, dude. It's very Biden.
It's very. It's like higher.
Yeah, but it's a more female, but I'm just saying, like, she even has, like, the hesitations and the fucking stumbling of the words. Like,
I think it's just old and you're losing your shit.
Is this what happens when you take all these fucking weird medications to keep yourself alive? And then this is, like, the fucking, this is the, you know, what happens, the bad shit that happens when it's starting to wear off and no longer good. Maybe, we all thought it was, like, the adrenochrome back in the day, but it's really just, like, the fucking crack that they give.
They're just on fucking a lot of drugs.
It's like speed. It's like you're gonna do well for a long time, but when it weans off and you get like used to this, you're gonna be a total moron.
Yeah, you got holes in the brain, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's like fucking E.
This is where she ends up saying that she takes accountability or whatever it is.
Thought that they had sufficient resources.
There was not a question of how they had been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more. We have responsibility, Terry.
Well, where was this video, like, when they were blaming Trump for the entire thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't really know if this, like, you know, clears any one thing or not. Like, the truth is she should have had responsibility. We talked about this.
Yeah.
She knew about the National Guard. They turned down the National Guard.
Regardless if she wants to take the responsibility or not, it was her fucking job.
It's like some
Well, it was the job of the sergeant in arms. Mm-hmm. And the sergeant in arms reports to Nancy Pelosi, and he declined. Yeah. He declined the 10,000 troops, so she should have known. Like, there should have been. There's always, like, a fall guy. There's always someone else to blame, you know what I mean? It's like, well, why didn't I know about this?
Yeah.
Come on, Terry.
She knew,
We should have been prepared, Terry.
Harry!
Terry!
I want to know who this
Terry
person is.
What?
Is Terry her daughter? Or is Terry, like, her fucking secretary or something?
Terry's
Ooh, secretary.
Trouble.
Putting the Terry in secretary.
I mean, cool. Yeah, that's great. I think she, like, and that's the shitty part with politics is, like, you know that a lot of these people go home and they know they're guilty. They know they did stupid shit and they won't admit it. So this is a candid moment where she's actually admitting that she could have done more. Sure, we know she could have done more. And it's not all Trump. You know what I'm saying? Trump maybe he could have done more, too. The whole thing could have been better prepared for, but
I agree.
I don't know. It's stupid, man.
I mean, what does this really accomplish?
Nothing.
This coming out.
Nothing.
So she was talking to Terry McAuliffe, who was her chief of staff.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. I don't, what does it accomplish? Nothing.
It, Terry.
Dude. I don't think it accomplishes shit. I think, like, you know, I don't know. People just be like, yeah, maybe she should have. And then that's about the extent of it. You know, it's still Trump's fault, right? He's still the one that got them all there. That's what they're going to say, of course.
She's not even there anymore, right?
I don't know. She's like a ghost. I feel like she's still there. She still lingers. Yeah, she still lingers the halls, you know? Like,
that's
Nancy?
True.
Nancy? Like, and she's like,
the ghost of Nancy.
Yeah.
You see just like her random boobs, like ghost boobs.
I felt the presence of knockers.
Get them out of here. Every now and again around the White House halls, you hear a flop.
Yeah.
It's just like loose skin.
Smells like old pussy in this hall. It must be Nancy. It must be Nancy Pelosi. I could smell that fish anywhere. Something like that. Something like that, dude. Do you think she has a smell? I bet she does.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she does, dude.
She smells like alcohol, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she doesn't smell like alcohol. I bet she smells like a mixture between what like a nurse, old person nursing home smells like.
Sure, yeah.
And like way too much perfume.
I don't really know about nursing home because she has money, bro. I bet she's like fairly clean. You know, fish aside, I bet she's fairly clean. She probably has too much perfume though. I will agree with you on
she's
that.
Covering up the alcohol.
She reminds me of like one of those like heavy smokers who actually doesn't smoke. They just spray a lot of perfume. Mm. You know what I mean?
I don't want to say his name, but my friend's mom growing up smoked a lot, right?
Yeah.
And she had that raspy voice. And then she was known to be a drinker too. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
But like your wife, Dave, ran into her at the like freaking Fred Meyer or something. It was like, she smelled like cigarettes and bubblegum. Whoa, yeah. I like that camera view.
I don't really know how she knew my wife. I got to be honest with you. I really don't really know.
No, I don't think they talked. I think she overheard a woman and they were like, yeah, that's actually one of our friends growing up. That's his mom.
She was something, though, man. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, a lot of times with those alcoholics and the ones that smoke a lot, like, you know, deep down they mean well. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do they?
Well,
do they?
I mean, she did. She was, like, nice. She was always
I'm talking about her. But, like, I think she meant well, and she always would come up and pinch your cheeks and shit, and then she'd cry. She would cry a lot. Every time you see
she'd
her,
she'd pinch your cheeks, and then she would cry.
Greg was over much more than I was, but when I would come over, she would absolutely like give you a hug and she would cry and just be like, I just miss seeing you and you're such a sweet thing. Just cry. And it was just like, damn.
How long in between visits was this?
What's that?
How long in between visits was this?
Oh, I didn't go there that often. You know, back in the day I did more, but not like Greg was there much more than I was, but yeah,
he lived right next to me. So I was there pretty much like every day.
How many times do you think I saw her, man? Honestly, 20, 30, maybe? You know?
Well, since you were in the band, quite a bit towards the end there.
I guess, but man, it was just every time, dude. She just got that way, man. She just was like very emotional.
Yeah. You kids are growing up. It would always start out like,
exactly, dude.
Yeah. They always start out like drinking, having fun, partying, dancing, you know, come on. And then it's like they're sitting by the stairs, you know, like holding onto the stair rail. With, I just can't believe you came out of me. So beautiful.
My son picked the best friend. As we were smoking weed up in the top room.
I can't believe I came out of you either.
I wrecked your mom. No, I'm joking. She was a good. I mean, I you know, sometimes you just feel bad. And that's really, for me, that was how I felt about it. And maybe that's with Pelosi's family. You know, you just look at them, you're like, man, they're so into this drinking and smoking and that lifestyle. What do you do about it? You can't do anything. So you just kind of almost pity them a little bit, you know?
But
did. I certainly did, man. There was a lot going on, I think.
Why would you pity them?
How do you know they're drinking and all that shit out of, like, because they're just not happy? How do you know they're just like, this is the fucking life, and I'm just going to be retired, and I'm going to sit here and smoke and drink?
Because I feel like you know that. I feel like you're around people and have been around people that are like that, and I feel like just, you know, and Greg, again, would have much more insight on this particular situation, but I always looked at it like, I don't think things are that good. I think there's a lot of shit going on.
Well, I wouldn't compare Nancy Pelosi's lifestyle to that of our friend's mom. I mean,
Pelosi definitely drinks because shit isn't going good.
Yeah, but just because that bitch has a ton of money doesn't mean that she's not as miserable as everybody else. You know?
Oh hell,
yeah.
I mean, like Paul Pelosi, come on now.
Yeah,
the hammer attack.
I mean, fucking Yeah. Sex buddies coming over and hitting him in the head with a hammer. Yeah, and like, what could she be upset
I
about?
Mean, how would you feel if your partner would rather have other men's dicks than your vagina? You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, how do you know it was even a dick? What exactly. if he was going to use that hammer?
Maybe, dude. Penetrate. Mm. Yeah. Give him the hammer. You know yeah. what I'm saying? That was like the code. Are you ready for the hammer?
Yeah,
and exactly. the guy's like, "Oh, I'm ready for the hammer." Good.
You ready to lay the hammer down?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
know? Let me be your nail.
Yeah. It didn't. He didn't actually swing it at him. It was.
You
want to so,
get nailed? I'll do that.
Yeah. He didn't actually intend to hit him in the head. It was so lubed up that it flew out of his hand. I think that's what happened. I think he got hit yeah. by a lubed up hammer. They just didn't want to say that. This thing's full of fucking lubrication. What is going on here?
Dude, that whole story was just fucking bizarre.
Like, that was weird.
Guy breaks in the middle of the night with a fucking hammer. They tried to make it look like, remember, like just, oh, he's under attack.
Yeah.
Oh, all these political dissidents, you know, they're coming in. But it was like this left wing dude, so it never really made sense.
How
and
weird,
he was
though.
Like, wasn't he gay?
Well, yeah. and then
well, he had a family.
And then during Multiple when the wives. Police showed up, like the guy hadn't even attacked him yet.
No. He opened
and
the
then
door.
He opened the door with one hand, had a drink in the other hand.
Yeah. Yes.
And then like, the guy clubs him.
And then he goes, oh.
Yeah.
He's like, the fuck hammer. You got to hit me in the head with it.
Yeah.
The fuck hammer.
Dude.
You know?
Yeah, that was weird.
Shit, the cops see us.
Yeah.
He was in his underwear, too, wasn't he?
Isn't that a saying, like, getting dome?
Yeah, he was
like,
getting dome.
Yeah, isn't that what it is? Chrome
yeah,
dome?
Sucking the chrome dome.
Chrome dome.
Yeah, dude. He was just in, like, his button-up suit shirt or whatever and some boxers. Dude.
See, that's why I always felt like it was planned, because I'm like, man, you open the door with the cops, then you get hit. Like, it's so the cop can see everything that's going on. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I find that one weird. That one's still weird. And it's even more weird that nothing ever really came from it. What happened to the guy? What happened to the whole situation?
He was just sentenced not that long ago. Like,
oh, was
a
he?
Couple months, maybe last month. Yeah.
Is he even the same guy? It's probably some dude from the street.
Let me see.
It was like, probably Caesar again.
Caesar
Paul
Chavez.
Pelosi
no.
attacker.
Yeah, I think he got
David DePape.
Oh, DePape, that's what his name
yep.
his name was.
DePape. Yeah. Remember like what how do you say that?
Yeah, DePape.
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 Sentenced to 30 years in prison.
Wow, dude.
That was May 17th.
30 years.
30 years, man. Damn, bro.
For what actually? What was actually the charge?
Probably assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, yeah, for assault and 20 years for attempted kidnapping.
Oh.
So he got 30 years and 20 years. So uh-huh. shit.
Okay.
Oh, well, they're going to run concurrently. Okay, so 30 years total.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Well,
it's
you
crazy.
Don't hit people in the head, dude. You don't break into their house and try to fucking kill them.
Yeah, no, listen, here's the thing. I mean, you know, conspiracy aside or what may or may not have happened, like, you know, if it really did happen that way and it was really an attack, like, obviously, like, despite how much I dislike them as a family, like, I don't want to see some dude getting hammered in the head with, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
You don't want that. Now, it's rare... It's really rare, actually, to have, like, a coordinated thing happen that you get that injured. Usually, it turns out like a Jesse Smollett, you know what I'm saying, where there's almost, like, they want it to look like it's a really bad attack, but you can tell it's just not that. It wasn't an attack at all, like the fake noose around his neck and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Getting clubbed in the head and actually, like, bleeding out, like, that's not usually part of, like, a planned attack, you know what I mean? Like, they hurt you, but they don't hurt you so bad that you're, like, fucking, you know, possibly brain dead. You know,
dude, a hammer to the head?
That's never that's, good. Right?
Yeah.
It depends how
like
real
a,
you want to make it look.
I mean, even if that's planned out, you never want to go with the hammer to the head as a plan.
Yeah, like, I know.
Yeah,
and
I
not
want
just,
you to do that.
And not just any hammer, a fuck hammer.
A fuck hammer.
Yeah, it still has the shit from Paul's rectum on there. You know
infection.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Damn near killed him.
Those fucking dildo hammers, man, are fucking...
Well, So I mean, that's enough about saggy tit Pelosi.
Yeah,
but
One thing I was listening to on the way here, I was just kind of like catching up on some news, but I was kind of going through, and I saw the reason that it reminded me is in the bookmarks you actually have a little article. It seems that Europe is actually going pretty heavy right now.
Yes.
Well, France. Yeah.
Well, not just France. No, it's not just France. It's there's multiple of the European Union countries that are following suit. The only one that's not actually is Australia. Surprisingly or not surprisingly. So one thing they said, which you'd have to look it up, because I don't have any articles. I was at work, guys. I apologize. But Australia, some dude was writing an article about how it's all switching to more right-leaning, like they're overwhelmingly winning. And they said the only one that's not following suit is Australia. And that's because in most of the European countries, one of the big issues is the migration issue.
Yeah, and nobody can get to Australia.
No. Australia, he said, Australia seemed to have went around this, which is why they're still going left, because when you migrate to Australia, they put you on a, quote, this is a quote, Guantanamo Bay style island. So if you go to Australia as a migrant, they actually put you on an island that's like a fucking prison, and you stay on that fucking island. So the people don't actually see.
What?
Yeah, look that shit up. I'm pretty sure, man. Yeah.
I knew that there
So what is it? So Australia is not going right wing
because
they put people on a,
the immigrants
like
get,
a pleasure island?
Get sectored off yeah, into because, a different island.
Because everybody in...
For how long, though?
I don't know. For
well,
a while.
I thought that Australia did have a regulation where if you can't just move there.
You can't.
Like,
no,
you can't. You, well, once you're the there for like 3 years, you have to leave or something like that.
They just send them to New Zealand?
Right here. It is located on the South Pacific island nation of Nauru and run by the government of Nauru. The U.S. immigration detention, or the use of the immigration, I said U.S., the use of the immigration detention facility is part of a policy of mandatory detention in Australia. The Nauru facility was opened in 2001 as part of the Howard government's Pacific solution.
Hmm.
I wonder if they like relaxed that during COVID though, like because they didn't have anybody coming in or out, right?
They
during
just put them there,
the
dude.
Whole big COVID.
It says it's comprised. Yeah. This is Wikipedia. Take it for what it is, right? Australian immigration detention facilities. It's comprised of a number of different facilities throughout Australia, including the Australian territory of Christmas Island. Such facilities also exist in Papua New Guinea and Nauru, namely the Nauru Regional Processing Center and the Manus Regional Processing Center. So they are currently used to detain people who are under Australian policy of mandatory immigration detention. So like they're just taking immigrants, and I'm not saying it's a good thing, but what they're doing is they're just immigrants are coming in and they just ship them to a fucking island. They don't actually, you don't see them polluting, and I'm using that word literally, polluting downtown fucking Sydney. You know what I'm saying? Whereas in England, you know, you can't, or Paris or any of these places, they're just there. Like New York City, they're just fucking everywhere.
Yeah, the stuff that I saw today was all about France because it was like Macron, he dissolved parliament, right? And what they were discontent over there was over immigration, for one.
Immigration, yep.
Crime and the cost of living. And crime could go hand in hand with the immigration influx too, but like the cost of living, everything. So you had like this story go viral about how he is calling for a snap election, which will happen, I think, at the end of June into July, where he is dissolving parliament and he's calling for elections to happen because they did something. They did some polling and they were showing that in 2024, like I have the screenshot there, Le Pen. So whatever the hell her name is, something Marine Le Pen, right?
Yeah.
The contender going up against him.
Yeah.
Supposedly she's like the right leaning. She's part of the National Rally Party.
Are you looking at this one here?
Yes. Yeah. So this is a chart showing Macron's party kind of going down, Le Pen party going up, and Macron's Renaissance party. Okay. Like whatever. Has 169 lawmakers in the National Assembly, and that's the biggest grouping of the... So overall, they have 577 seats. Macron's party is 169 members of that.
Mm-hmm.
Le Pen is the National Rally Party, and she currently has 88 seats of the 577, right? So they're saying that in order for... So to win an outright majority... In the French lower house, the party would need to see its numbers of the lawmakers increase to 289. So none of them are really that close to that number. I mean, Macron's closer.
Yeah.
But what happened here today is like you're seeing all these people kind of freak out in the streets. You're seeing them like the first video is fucking hilarious because it's just like a bunch of people. Well,
The
first video I saw go viral was a bunch of people waving the French flags, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so people are like going off the rockers. It's like a room crowd. It looks like a Trump rally, bro. Like, I don't know if you want to show that video, but that's just the first one I saw. I'm like, what is this all about? You know, and I think Danielson was sharing some stuff.
Oh, yeah, hear this one.
Yeah, so essentially this is them celebrating the rise of Le Pen, her party kind of winning, being victorious, right?
Looks like a Trump rally.
Yeah, right.
Right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the second one, so Kyle Becker put out a video of, like, Macron supporters gasping as they watch this pro-globalist party get destroyed in elections all across France. And this was hilarious.
No! No! Look at him! No! No! Oh! We gotta go riot! Oh, no!
Let's fucking riot now!
No!
Yes!
The one guy, and he goes, hide no one. I don't know what he was saying, but he goes, no!
Yeah, I know. His head moved so fast, like his hair started shaking, you know, loose hair when it shakes. No!
Yeah, dude. That's funny. That's almost as good as, like, the, nah!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, no, that's going down in infamy. The brown map is where Le Pen won, so it's, like, literally all of France, dude. I mean, it looks like Washington, Oregon State, where, like, the whole fucking state's red except for some little tiny cities in there.
Sure.
Yeah.
So this was the tweet that I saw here. It's from Alex Armstrong. I don't know who the fuck this guy is. Checkmark. Right-wing victories today include Le Pen wins a thumping majority. Okay.
Thumping.
That's what he put. Macron calls a snap election. So Belgium's prime minister resigns because Belgium or Germany's dealing with shit right now. Germany's Socialist Party scores worst ever EU performance behind AfD. Italy's Giorgia Meloni leads with 30%. Austria's Freedom Party wins with 27%. Coming soon, Trump landslide, reform UK to win millions of votes, and Nigel Farage elected the UK Parliament. That's what he thinks is going to happen. But the point is it's, you have, and if you look at this, many of the other tweets, it's Austria, Germany, France.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And it looks like Italy is dealing with some things. So there's major countries, man. Yeah. Major countries that are
they're all kind of flipping the other way.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why, like, 2024 is so weird, because there were, like, I think 49 countries have elections this year.
Yeah.
49. Like, it's like ridiculous amount of it just lined up to be 2024, right?
4 plus 9, 13. Think about it, bro. That's good.
Oh, shit, dude.
Listen, I think what we're seeing in just base level issues here is that immigration is becoming a really bad problem, and I think countries,
that's it, dude.
I think
one.
Countries when you go through a lot of the tweets and watch a lot of the videos that I watch, what you're seeing is a lot of people are feeling like, and I think we can see this in America as well, they're feeling like they're losing their identity as a country, and we can say the same here. But Italy, you know, they want to be Italy, like the people of Italy, they have their own culture, they have their own style. France, same thing, right? Like, you just name it, right? And in England,
and then
it's
France,
the same thing.
France has been dealing with this shit for, like,
a while,
over 10 years, at least over 10 years. And, like, I remember the Yellow Vest protests.
Well,
that was all because of taxes and shit, too, right? Gas taxes and all that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's but you're also, you know, and we see it, right? When we have, and that's a number one issue. One of the big issues in America right now is the immigration, right? They're flooding. We're spending money. There's resources that are going to people that are not from here. And people are getting pissed off. And not only that, but like sending money to Ukraine, like, let's be real. People are not happy about that. But I think these countries all have, you know, rich histories, and they're losing it. And I think that the people are starting to see that they're losing their history, and it's turning into something that they didn't think was possible. And we know that, because if we ever wanted to go to Italy or France, you go there because the history of France or the history of Italy, like, you know what I'm saying? There's so much rich culture, and you go there because it's a different culture. Like, no one wants to go to France because we're all one world now. You know what I'm saying? Like, one united world where we all do the same shit, and architecture's all the same, and the cars are all the same. What fucking cool is that? That's not cool. I want to go somewhere that has, you know, its own thing. And they're losing all that
true
shit.
Well, and that brings into question, is it really just natural immigration, or is it some kind of secondary fucking thing?
It's
going
not natural
on?
Immigration.
Is it some kind of secondary thing going on where they're not necessarily being forced, but they're being coerced by something else, and then they're just going there to fuck shit up?
Well, yeah, that's where I was saying, like, you could see a correlation between the rise of immigration and the rise of crime. I mean, I'm not going to say all immigrants are creating the crime, but
a lot of them.
I mean, you know, when you have, like, discontent within the community, you're going to have more crime, you know, whether that be from grown, you know, people living there or just immigrants.
Also, you know, and there's a couple different ways to look at it, but they could have been fed a lie. Right. You know, the United States will take care of you. England will take care of you if you are able to go there and seek asylum. They get here, find out.
Well, I mean, the United States is not lying. They're taking care of them.
Well, to some extent. But are they? I mean, listen, they are. Some are getting money. We know this, like the cars, the credit card things. But how many people are living in bus stops, or how many people are living in police stations? I'm guessing they got into the country. They were shipped to New York. They don't have places. They're not getting jobs. And then you see crime because they're like, fuck, we're here. I'm not trying to defend them, but I'm just thinking logically. They were said maybe one thing. They got here and they're not getting that thing. And they're like, well, fucking, we need to just steal. Why not?
Just need to get our thing then.
Yeah, we just need to get.
So, like, all the immigrants that are coming in, right? There's like hundreds of thousands of immigrants every month, right? You see like a couple of murders that happen, be like, oh, well, this illegal immigrant murdered this poor white girl or something, right? This would have never happened if this guy never got into a country, right? That's a good example of like cherry picking from like the massive amount of people that come in. I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah.
But I think that it is like overhyped about how violent these people are. Like, I feel like the mass majority of them are probably not violent, but I don't think it takes a lot to do a lot of damage. Right, you could have like less than 30 dudes go into a city and fuck shit up real quick. You know what I mean? So it doesn't take a lot. You don't need a lot of those bad cherries to be explosive, because it can be.
I get you. I totally agree with you. Now, I'll reverse and say, like, unfortunately, we have no documentation on any of these people.
Exactly. Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, you're all criminals, because I don't know who the fuck you are.
Well, they are, because they're here illegally.
Yes. And so... Yes, I'm sure there are some good people. The problem that I have, and it's the same old talking point, is we're not seeing moms and kids coming over, right? We're not seeing that. And if we saw mothers with their children, there would be a lot more sympathy. I honestly believe that.
Well, so
we're
now,
seeing men, grown-ass men.
We know that the media lies to get a narrative going, and that goes both ways, right? So the right lies too.
Sure.
So are the right media only showing the men... And they're not showing the women.
I'll give you this, man. Just go watch a video of the border. Okay. Just go watch any video, like find it on YouTube. Okay. Just find a video of Eagle Pass and, you know, the crisis, and just tell me how many fucking kids you see, how many families, moms you see. Cause everything that I've seen, and yes, sure, you could probably cherry pick that, but when you have a fence, you know, and water, and there's a group of people on the other side, unless they said like, hey, all the women go over here, we need a shot of just the men. You know what I mean? Like, the truth is there's
Red Rover, send little Johnny over.
Yeah. You look at the crowds, like if you just look at the crowd, just the same way you would look at a Trump crowd, a Trump rally, right? Like, how many people are in the Trump rally are men, women, you know, they're younger people. You can just see men. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not saying there are zero women. I'm saying it's overwhelmingly just middle-aged men.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's because men are taller. They stick out. All the women are just too short to see them.
Because
same thing with the kids.
Because invasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't know, man.
Well, and I just worry about like the incel thing, because that's a definite like thing that actually could happen. And even Comey admitted that back in like 2020 or 2019, where you have these immigrants coming through the border and then they just sit there until they activate, and then kaboom, they can go fuck shit up, bro.
Yeah.
How do you think any terrorist attack in the United States has happened before? They just come over, they hang out, and when it's time, it's fucking time.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the CIA just flies them in to where they want the bomb to go off, and they
there might be some of that. But I think if there's another, because most of it is, I feel like religious reasons why that kind of shit happens.
Could be.
Like, they disagree with the American way and what we believe and how things should be, so they feel like they need to fuck everybody up because of it. So
or it's just revenge, because like, we bombed them and they're bombing us back, you know what I mean? Like, that's real too.
Yeah.
So it could be like someone with a grudge fuck. He's just like, fuck you. Yeah. I'm gonna go
fuck a grudge fuck. That sounds like a weird Paul porn Pelosi hammer your ass. Grudgefuck.com, dude.
Yeah, grudge.
There's
fuck.
A menagerie Kamikaze of different reasons fuck. Why that shit happens, but I think a lot of it is, a lot of that shit happens. It's planned. They come here, they hang out, and they acquire what they need to accomplish what they're there for, and then either ring or text message. Yeah. Here you go. Dude, it's time to fucking do it.
Yeah, I think it's proven though that like our intelligence agencies know about these things, like the red flag. Like, how many fucking school shooters are on these red flag lists by the intelligence agencies? They do nothing about it. Like, they can't. Exactly, they can't do anything about it, but they can at least like have a close eye on this guy. Be like, dude, this guy said that he was gonna shoot up something here within, you know, the next couple weeks. Let's keep an eye on him. And then it's just falling through. Like, how does it fall through?
You know what would be an interesting weird theory? We talked about the how, you know, like Texas and other places are shipping people to other areas. You know, and obviously there's been some back and forth disagreeing on like good or bad or whatnot, but just in theory, what if they knew that there were these cells, right? Let's say in Texas, right? Because we're border state and they come over into here. What if they knew that these people were coming in and going to these areas, these cell areas, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're collecting in these little towns and they knew it. So their solution is, let's ship them to New York where they have no resources, where they cannot contact the people that they're supposed to be going to. You know, like,
I thought you were going somewhere else.
No, what if
you're saying,
what if they're...
let's map them to the incels so that way we know where the incels are?
That would be this is all theory, but I'm just saying, what if they knew that these people were coming and going to certain areas and they were collecting in these areas and they were concerned that they would become cells in these areas? By shipping them off, it's kind of throwing their whole game plan off, right? Because they were thinking, hypothetically, I'm going to come in the country, they're going to let me free, I'm going to travel 100 miles over to this city, and that's where all my homies are. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But now they're getting on a plane to New York, and they're like,
fuck.
Where the fuck am I? I don't have a cell phone. I have no way to contact
them.
Once
they land there,
what's
stopping them from catching a cab or a ride to where their buddies are?
Possible, but I...
American currency.
It's possible.
It's always possible, dude.
Well, you know, like, listen, things
they're not being tracked.
True that, but I'm just saying, like, what do you have on you, right? Like, most of them, it's seemingly, from what I've heard, they're not coming with a ton of money. Like, who's transporting?
Are they not being tracked?
I don't know.
Because openly, from what we're told,
we're told, we have no evidence of that. But how, if Trump gets elected and he pulls off this mass deportation thing, how would you even accomplish that if they weren't being tracked?
He said local police will help do it.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They're going to have to literally go town
to town. But even the local police are going to have to know where all these fucking people are hiding.
They're not going to pull it off, dude. I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, dude,
I think he's going to talk it up, and then it just won't happen.
Really?
Because there's going to be... I think that, because that's been my concern with his whole, like, his whole campaign. Like, the number one concern is, like, how are you going to sell this? You know, the mass deportation thing.
I think it's already sold.
Yeah, I don't really see
it. I don't think if that were to happen, the majority of people would have a problem with it at this point.
And the people that are going to have a problem, care? Like, do we even give a shit? They're the people that want to send money to Ukraine. Fuck them all, dude.
Did they? So I'm just saying,
that's true.
They did care about the whole like babies in cages down in Mexico, right?
Who cared?
That was a big deal.
I mean, but, like, but just legitimate.
People like on the fence about who am I going to vote for?
Nah, see, that's the thing is, I actually don't think that anybody of reasonable mind cared about that at all. The people that you heard talking about it were people that already hated him and were trying to find an excuse for it. I don't know
the media still blew it up and it was a talking point. And but, it was something that Biden used and Biden won. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know if that I don't know personally that would sway a vote. I don't think anybody on Trump's side or even in the middle probably, because that was happening under Obama. That was, if you have a brain cell and you had anybody that was like, hey, man, this was going on a long time, like they'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, so we've been
this for sure. Dude, I had conversations with one of my buddies, and this was like in front of a liberal girl. And mind you, she was very liberal. But you know, I was like, you know, like, what do you guys think about like this whole like the kids in the cages and stuff? This was when Trump was getting blown up in the, and my buddy was like, well, yeah, but, I mean, haven't they done this for like a long time and all this? And I was like, yeah, Barack Obama. And I was like spouting all these, Barack Obama actually had a lot of these. And then she was just like, I can't even right now.
Yeah.
And she just stormed off. And I was like, dude, that's like so fucking typical.
It is typical, but you've proven the point, right? Like a person with a clear train of thought can go like, yeah, man, I think this has probably been happening for a long time. But the person who already hates Trump is a super liberal. It's just like, I can't handle this talk. Like, I don't think it swayed anything. And to like the deportation thing, like I don't see why that's an issue. It's not going to be like you're not going to see a million people just cross in one day. You're going to see them actually go after. They're going to go to homes. You know what I'm saying? Or let's say like remember the whole like getting pulled over and not having to show like a you know if you have an ID green card.
Yeah.
Right. Like all you have to do is say no. If you get pulled over, you have to show a form of identification, green card. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you go to a house for a domestic violence situation and there's a bunch of illegals in the house. Deported. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do, you'll see them. They're all, I mean, listen, they're in this country. There's millions. And so when you pull somebody over
he'd have to bring back the whole racial profiling thing. That's, it's called racial profiling, but I mean, all profiling is kind of racial. You have to throw in the race card. You have to,
well, no.
I mean, your sex, your race, everything is profiling, right?
Not if you
like,
go,
what does this guy look like?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Form of ID, please. That's it. That's not profiling.
Yeah, but like, what are you pulling them over for? Because they're Mexican?
No, I'm not saying. Point. I'm like, not saying you should. My point is there's enough illegal immigrants in this country that you don't need to just pull over people that you think are illegal immigrants. You will just.
But
pull
how do
them
you
over.
Know if you don't track them? Like that's my concern. Is
no,
like
you're missing my
if
point.
If they aren't tracking them, then like, how do we do this?
What do you mean? Like, dude, you're trying to make this a 1 week thing. I'm saying think of it long term, right? You just pull people over, okay? They're going to naturally do something that they didn't put their blinkers on. Their headlights weren't turned on. Their car's a piece of shit. And you're going to pull them over. Yeah. And instead of the old policy of like, well, I can't really ask this guy. No, everybody has to show their ID. Everybody has to show. If you don't have a fucking ID, why don't you have an ID? And they go, see.
Dude, I can
see.
Just, I can
and they
see
go,
the,
oh boy, here we go.
Can't you see the narrative writing itself, though?
But here's like, the problem. How many people...
God, Trump's bringing back this racial profiling. They're pulling over Mexicans just because they're Mexican, and they're asking for their ID.
Yeah, but at that point, what do they say about all the people that aren't Mexican that are being pulled over?
They don't care, and that's the point. They don't matter.
Exactly.
All cops are bad, remember? ACAB, all cops are fucking bastards, right? Because that was the narrative that certain people in this country were pushing. All cops are evil.
It's going to come back, too.
I know, but how many people fell into that? Only the left really believes that, the far fucking left. And they, in my opinion, their opinions don't matter. I think when you look at the polls in general and just the sentiment of people in this country and obviously in Europe, they're sick of this shit. So like
their opinions don't matter, but like Biden won. So, I mean, if their opinions didn't matter, how did Biden win? And we all can go down the road of like fraud.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm just saying, like, on letter of the law here, like, what we know now, it seems to have been one of those issues that supporters of Biden voted for him because of. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they just hated Trump, period. I don't think there was any one thing. And I said this 100 times. They just hate him. It doesn't matter. All this stuff is in one giant sack of shit. They hate him. They don't give a shit. And I've said this. This is his biggest problem is people just hate him. Like it doesn't matter,
that,
what
dude. But I was talking to a guy. I was talking to a guy who was saying like, they're like, "Who are you going to vote for?" Blah blah blah. And this was when Trump was in office, and they're like, "Probably vote for Biden because like I typically whoever's in, I typically vote the other way." Like, and I'm like, "Do you know any? Like, have you like listened to anything like what they are all about and like their, you know, campaigns and all that stuff?" And he's like, "No, I just like." whoever's in power, I feel like you just, I want a balance. So like, I'll just vote for the other party. If the okay. one party's in, I'll vote for the other party.
So that guy's, that guy definitely bisexual. He's
but
just
that's,
like,
that's the problem, dude. I'm like,
I had pussy last night. I want a little dick tonight. You know, kind of even it out.
Gotta even it out a bit. Yeah,
fucking, but it's like these people are voting out there, and it's like, shouldn't we have some sort of test to vote? I mean, not yeah. want to. I don't want to go full technocracy on everybody's ass, but yeah. I'm like, you should have some inkling of what each party stands for.
I mean, there's like two ways to look at this, right? Like, we can just be cynical to the bone, and like, I think it's fair to be very critical because we've seen an election that didn't go the way we thought it was going to go, and there's many reasons why it could have not gone that way. Like fraud, right? Maybe that's something. Maybe it was that Trump just was that hated. You know what I mean?
Well, we thought we all thought that it was going to be a landslide. We've all thought that 2022 was yeah. going to be a landslide, right? Yeah, well, yeah. With the whole like red wave. Yeah. But it's just like it hasn't happened, and I don't know if we can all just blame it on fraud. You know what I mean?
I don't, and I've said that. I've been saying that for a long time. The fraud thing exactly. is a thing, but it's not everything. And I think, and mm-hmm. to repeat myself from months ago, if we keep focusing on the fraud, we're not going to start handling the stuff that is actually problematic, right?
Yeah.
Trump doesn't have a good view, or people don't view him well in certain categories in this country. They don't. They just don't. Like, we can all like him or dislike whatever.
I think this time it's going to be a little bit different, because I think a lot of people, even the people that didn't vote for Trump before, either are they're seeing it and feeling it get worse, or they're seeing the, or they can like look down the road and see the writing on the wall and say, maybe if we keep fucking doing this, this isn't going to be good.
Maybe.
I think the majority of people are in that position right now.
Maybe.
So like if you were to go down the road, not in Texas, mm-hmm. I don't even know where you'd like, what's a neutral state anymore. You know, Wyoming? No. Florida? Is Florida a neutral state?
No, I think.
But if you were just to go ask somebody like, what's the number one reason for you to vote? Like, what is the main thing? Like, what's your biggest concern?
Most of it.
What do you think they would say?
Immigration's most of it right now.
Immigration, not the cost of goods.
No, the economy is actually falling like second to immigration. Immigration is the biggest concern right now. And it's not shocking. It is not shocking that we've seen the videos of people coming to this country. We've seen people bust. The economy is bad.
Yeah, it's been what in the last since Biden's been in office, it's been almost what 30 million people.
It's outrageous, bro. And the economy is really bad, and it's a close second, but immigration is topping it, man. And I think to bring up the European Union, I think you're seeing the same fucking thing, dude. You're seeing immigration actually hitting its peak, where people are like, "What the fuck are we doing?"
You see
dude?
That fucking story that happened the other day, where there's this immigrant fighting this fucking person over there, and they're like, he was like stabbing people, and the guy, one of the citizens, tried to fight him and like had him pinned on the ground, captive, and then the cop showed up, kicked the guy off that was holding him captive, tried to arrest him for assaulting the immigrant. And then the immigrant stabbed the cop in the back.
Oh, shit. Well, he gets what he deserves.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. They're taking orders, man. We saw it with the Portland police. It's the same shit.
Dude, I thought that this was a big problem 4 years ago for Europe. And then they voted in a bunch of left-leaning ideologues.
I don't think
it's...
I think it takes time, Greg. I really do. I think it was a problem. And I think maybe, you know, to some extent they knew it was a problem, but... they probably valued other things as importantly. And I think that's shifting. I think the immigration is really like, if you just in polls are polls, but I'm saying when you look at them, that seems to be overwhelmingly what people are concerned with all over the place, man. And so maybe it's becoming more at some point, it has to hit a breaking point. Maybe that is what's happening right now, is there is a breaking point. But to Trump, to what you were saying about like, you know, people are starting to see it. I mean, the polls are coming out now. Take them for what they are. Mm-hmm. Most of them show, like, since Trump's eviction, no gains. Almost no gains. It's very
like,
fucking even.
On what?
There's, like, one or two. I don't remember which ones they are. There's one or two that show he has some positive gain. Mm-hmm. But the overwhelming aggregate of the whole thing is pretty neutral, bro. Like, I think that is what it comes down to. The people that are with Trump are with Trump. The people. And now he's made a lot of money. That's not denying, but his supporters always are going to do that, right? And some 100 million, right? That just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But like in actual, like did he increase in numbers? Like not really. Like some show he has, some show he's down a little bit, but the whole aggregate as a whole is not like super favorable in either way. So, like, what is it? What did this whole thing really do? Like, we can say, like, this is really changing everybody's mind. Is it, though? And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'd have to see, like, what they're talking
about.
Yeah,
go through and look at it.
Like, I mean, they're, like, right after Trump's arrest, I mean, there was Daily Mail came out with a poll, and it was, like, a 6-point jump or something, like, right? And even Trump was sharing that around. But it's like, which polls are the accurate polls? That's what I want
to
know.
That's why, as a whole, like, I try to look at them when I do look at polls. I try to look at it as an aggregate, like, as a whole thing, like, combined, what are we looking at, like, averaging? And it's not accurate. Like, let's be real. Yeah. We don't have a fucking
clue. Yeah, and they're all delivered differently. Like, the questions are different. The scenario is different. The people are different. So yeah. It's just, like, you can't weigh them the same. You can't group them.
Yeah, I don't know if these are the same, because I don't know if, like, this is, like, worded. Like, I think this is just, like, are you voting Republican or are you voting Democrat? Like, this is not, like... Do you think Trump's guilty? Like, the wording could be all over the place, but all yeah. I'm trying to say is we have historically got ourselves into where we feel very confident and we feel like this is a no-brainer. This is easy. We're not really looking. Last time I talked about this in the election, like I was saying, we got so wrapped up in that the polls are so good for him. The people seem to be honest, but we weren't paying attention to the fact that, like, did he really hit the 20 to 30 year olds well? Did he win over suburban moms well? No, he did not. Those numbers, like, the black vote went up, the Hispanic vote went up, but the suburban moms didn't do well. No. The 20 to 30s didn't do well. What is the Republican Party doing with 20 and 30-year-olds in colleges? That's why Vivek was semi-successful, is because he really pushed towards 20 to 30-year-olds. So, what has Trump done to win over those?
I mean, that's why Trump created a TikTok account, bro. He got, like, what, 3 million, like, followers overnight?
Yeah, but, I mean, shit, you know?
That's what he's going to, like, he's going to play the social media crowd.
Yeah.
That's what I think he's going to try to do. But it's like, the thing that he just came out with today, or, like, a couple days ago, was the tips, where he's going to say, hey, no taxes on tips.
Yeah, this should.
So
yeah.
Any worker, like a bartender, whatever, who gets a tip, they're not going to get taxed on that. So those jobs tend to be younger people, right? Like, coming up in the work, you know, nowadays I see some older waitresses out there, but
here's the thing with that. I got to be honest with you, man. I don't really know that that's, like, some game changer, to be honest with you, because unless you're getting your tips in, like, a pool. And again, I haven't worked in this, but we do get tips in my work. Not me personally, but the people that load cars and stuff. No one ever sees that money. How the fuck would you even know what to charge taxes, right? They just, here's $5. They put it in their pocket. They go home with $5. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're pooling it at the end of your shift and they're counting
it. Or it's reported. Yeah, I think you have to, like,
report it. I don't think most people are reporting their tips, man. I got to be honest with you. I don't know it's a game changer, personally.
Well, from what I saw on Twitter, everybody's like, dude, you got to vote for me. He just swayed me. Fucking, you know, like,
yeah,
sure. You know, just a handful of people looking at it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's going to do what he's going to do. Like, he's going to fucking MAGA, dude. That's, like, what worked in the past.
Well, this was in April, early April of this year from Politico, and they're saying that this year so far it looks like a generational shift as far as polling goes. It says for decades, Democratic presidential candidates have overwhelmingly, and this is for, what did they say? I thought they were talking about young voters here.
They do. It says, meanwhile, historically, the youngest bloc of the electorate, even leading President Joe Biden in some surveys, as less engaged young voters spurn Biden.
Yeah.
So it's saying.
Yeah, NPR just came out with one saying, after backing him in 2020, a new poll shows that some young voters are Biden's to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says for decades, Democratic presidential candidates have overwhelmingly won young voters, and Republicans have done the same with the other end of the electorate. Poll after poll is now showing that is flipped this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joe Biden taking away TikTok was a big thing too. I mean, there's a ton of young people on TikTok that are like, fuck Joe Biden, dude.
Yeah.
Like, this is how I make some money.
Yeah. And Joe Biden is just a bad candidate, man.
Well, he's just a bad candidate. Younger generation is looking, like, watching him talk and going, what is happening?
Yeah, especially with the whole, like, boomer movement, like the whole, like, boomers this, boomers that. Like, he just doesn't, he doesn't.
Did you hear what he said today?
No.
Who?
Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
No.
Listen to what he said today.
God, he's fucking weird looking.
She's not for lover.
Listen.
She knew so long as she was denied, our freedom could never be secured.
What the
fuck? Is that Nancy Pelosi or is that Joe Biden?
We don't hush, hush, but it's hushed and
denied. No responsibility.
Our freedom can no longer be secure.
Dude, it's wild. Yeah. It's literally wild. Like,
dude, I'm not shocked when I see those and I'm just like, okay, next video. Because like, I get it, dude.
It's
I
not funny it. Anymore.
It's literally every time he talks.
It's not funny because it is. It's not just a gaffe. It is him. It is just him. That's how he speaks.
Every single time.
Oh, boy. Man, I hope that there's a shift, man. I really fucking do. I can't imagine 4 more years of this shit. I really fucking can't. Because we know it's 4 more years of Kamala. We know that. Like, he's not making it. He's not fucking he may make it through the election, but he is not making it far after. He's just not.
Yeah.
He's not. And, like, all yeah, the...
So, like, this, going back to, like, the polls and stuff, this is actually a pretty decent poll. 2,089 adults, age 18 through 40. They're showing inflation, economic growth, and the threat to American democracy as the top three concerns. Hmm. And that's among white people, black.
20 to 30 Latino. Or 20 to 40?
What's that?
20 to 40-year-olds? Is that what that was?
So this is a poll of over, 2,100 adults, age range 18 to 40. So it was conducted between May 10th and May 22nd. And yeah, they have a split of, I mean, it's pretty even as far as race goes.
Hmm.
Black, Asian, Native Hawaiian, Pacificers, Latinx. Oh, God. It's NPR, though. So, I mean,
yeah.
That's my point is like, you know, immigration's all the way down at what? Number 1, 2, 3, 6?
Yeah.
So it's like, depending on where you see your polls come through, it's like, is it this or is it that? And the war in Gaza is on this fucking list, too. I'm like, really? Who gives a shit about
that? And to be fair, like, the economy is a huge one. I think most of us think the economy is a huge one, man. Like, gas prices, food prices.
When I say the war in Gaza, like, I'm not saying, like, who gives a shit. Like, we should not have war.
Yeah.
Well, there should not be war.
But
I care about America as, like, you should not be polling about the war. Like, should we be funding more money over in Israel or over in Ukraine?
That should be the question. Do you support or not support the war? That's not the question. Should we be spending our money on this war that isn't ours?
Oh, I think a lot of people will agree. Like, that's the sad part. I think a lot of people are totally fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They think it's just like fucking, it's like global warming, man. Like, they're willing to dump endless amounts of money into global warming, and there's no real fucking, you know, I mean, like, there's just nothing.
Well, you know, it's funny. Yeah. It's global warming. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is on this. The environment and climate change. It's like way down at like number 12, dude.
Yeah, because
it's way down there.
It's falling off the maps, dude.
Like, nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody cares.
It's because 30 fucking years ago, they were saying the same thing, that we're all going to die in 6 years.
Well, it's easy to care. Yeah. It's easy to care under Trump when the economy's all right. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, everything's fine, and that's what you're worried about. But I think when you're going to the gas station, I just went and got some gas. It was pretty cheap, actually. Yeah. Not bad, dude.
Well, it's because he's releasing our reserves again.
Oh, God.
What's your price at?
$2.65.
Hmm. Yeah. I think ours just fell below $4. So.
Damn, bro. Not enough reserves, apparently. I guess it depends on what part of the, you know, it's just, and I think people care about that shit, man. $4 still at this point.
Fuck yeah, they do, because that affects your fucking, your livelihood.
Interest rates. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, dude. Like, what, like, yeah, kids, it's, I think the 20 to 30, especially the later 20s and early 30s, are caring because they can't buy shit. They can't buy homes.
Mm-hmm.
They can't buy fucking, like, everything.
Can't build
a
new home.
Yeah, you know? Everything's out of reach,
fucking,
man.
Expensive wood.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, man.
Where's my wood?
Fucking nah. Hunter. Hunter's got your wood.
Hunter's got the wood.
He's swinging wood, dude. You know what I'm saying?
He's got enough wood. He doesn't need my wood.
That wasn't Hunter, though. I'm convinced.
that was an Asian dude.
That was not Hunter Biden. That was Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden.
All right, man.
Right, everybody.
Good show, guys.
Cheers to you all, man. Greg, good seeing you. Chris, good seeing you.
Yeah, good seeing you guys. Good seeing everybody on Patreon. Get on Patreon, everybody.
Yeah, if you're not there, get up there now. We'll be live for everybody on Wednesday. And on Friday, we've got the call-in show.
Yes, sir.
Later.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.